While speaking to me by phone, 28-year-old Mududu Monique cannot imagine how a woman like her would be equal to her husband or any other man in the community. Giving no reference, she thinks a man should be given more respect in all aspects compared to his counterpart. She believes men are naturally born and placed at a higher position of authority in societies, something she thinks should be respected. She warns, if the people turn the concept upside down, bad consequences that would come could be hard to deal with.
The problem is that if all of us would become equal, then marriages will not be there. It brings pride to a lady. The bride will be having pride on herself. So later on, there is no respect and marriage will not be there. Always, it's not good for ladies and a man and a lady to be equal. Then one person should be a little higher than the other.
Monique represents more than half the population with the same thought here in Uganda's district of Arua. She is literate and married with two children of her own. She has spent 8 years in marriage, and she believes the secret behind her stable marriage is that she always maintains a second place in her family. Her husband takes the first position. In an effort to try to change such views of women and men in refugee camps, Danish Refugee Council took the Women's Day celebration event to Rhino Camp of South Sudanese people. Further, the celebrations were held with the intentions of informing the women and girls on their rights. However, Grace Tudu of Ofawa Zone, Office of Refugee Welfare Council 2, says this comes at a cost. Grace, who was the guest of honor at the event, wants non-governmental organizations to include females, especially in their training programs. She thinks this is the primary ways to deal with emancipation of women. She believes emancipation comes with self-reliance. This way, she says, would automatically give the group a say in the matters of their families.
Without a woman at home, the home is not complete. So God made it clear that all of us are good. So there is no one who is bad and no one who is good. And then let's think of how we are going to take care of ourselves. Who is to take care of who? We need to take care of the men as well. Men also need to take care of us. So in responsibilities, maybe we also say that let's share them together.
More than 1,000 South Sudanese refugees attended the event, which brought together representatives from 30 other non-governmental organizations. Similarly, the Senior Protection Officer for United Nations, Peter Amoriaki, echoes the words of Grace. Peter argues that women need to be included in all aspects of decision-making at all levels. He says women could play a major role in conflict resolution. He asserts that their voice in every community is important. However, it is not clear how people like Monique, with strong cultural ideologies that are contrary to the ideas of women emancipation, would change their views on life in general.